T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome into the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, brought to you by Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of the Saints. Make sure and shop Rouse's for all your holiday grocery needs. And it just took 1 week to wipe that nasty taste out of your mouth. The Saints go on the road to Tampa Bay and take down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 34-17. And in reality, Bobby, it took less than a week. It really took about a quarter for us to realize that the Saints that we've come to know and love had returned.
Well, and I just look at history. You know, I'm a historian, Zach, and I love history, whether it's the franchise's history or Sean Payton's history. And Tampa Bay has been New Orleans' second home. We've been able to handle the Buccaneers. If you look at it now in games played in Tampa overall, we're 16-9. And since 2006 on the head coach Sean Payton, we're now 9-5. So it hasn't been like, I don't know, we're going on the road. It's tough to win in the NFL. But look at head coach Sean Payton, what, 5 wins in their last 7 road trips to the Bay. So now we got 6 wins in the last 8 road trips to the Bay. So that did not surprise me. I think we have enough of the, you know, the right blend of young players and the right leadership. And the bottom line is that the Buccaneers are, or I should say the Succaneers are our stepchild, because we have the club's best winning percentage versus any opponent in the NFL has been against Tampa Bay. So now, I don't know if we're going to sweep them, you know, every season. And I always say, boy, can you split? Can you go at least 4-2, if not 5-1 in the division? But you got to sweep somebody, and Tampa Bay was that whipping boy this year.
You know, you look at the first quarter in this football game, and last week, it's kind of, you're kind of seeing the glaring issue that the Saints had last week reveal itself against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay runs the ball just 8 times in this football game. I heard.
But that's stupid, Zach. Exactly. Well, why would
smart.
You run the ball 8 times in any game? I mean, well, what?
Listen, I don't know. I don't know what the records are of teams that run the ball less than 10 times in a game, but they're not good. It was something Deuce and I talked about the entire, you know, first half, was you just can't win football games like that. And what's really amazing, Bobby, is there's 8 rushes in that game. 2 of those were scrambles on
Bob
called
Winston.
Passes. So they called 6 runs in that football game. 2 of them, no huddle dive plays on the 1 yard line. So, you know, you're not doing your team any favors. But you look at the Saints. And again, last week, couldn't get the ground game going, just 11 carries
right
in that game. But right out of the gates in the first quarter, 7 carries, 46.3 yards a carry in the first quarter. And it really set the tone for the game.
Without a doubt, we were going to run the football. I got to give Sean Payton a lot of credit, because you have to be committed against the run. Now, that's easier said than done, considering Tampa Bay had the number one rush defense. But when all said and done, 28 rushing attempts. I always say high 20s, low 30s, 4-yard average. 109 yards rushing against Tampa Bay. That's like having 150 yards against another NFL team. I think it's that significant.
Absolutely. And joining us now is the Saints head coach, Sean Payton. And, Coach, you can hear Bobby and I talking about the running game in this one in particular. And you guys really did a nice job early on in this game. You averaged 6.3 yards a carry in the first quarter, which goes a long way to keeping that running game going as you kind of build confidence in it against a good rush defense like the Bucs.
Yeah, look, it's a challenge for 2 reasons against Tampa. Their personnel up front, they're strong, they're stout, and then by their scheme, Coach Bowles does a great job, and you know they're loading that box. You're getting a lot of single safety defense, and yet you still – you don't want that to dictate whether you throw or run every time. And so, you know, we got to a few plays. Guys made some plays. I thought we played real well up front. Nick Easton came in and replaced the injured Andrews Pete, you know, that was a change. And then on defense, we had a few guys down. So I was pleased with both the offense and defensive lines in this game.
Now, Coach Payton, you can maybe enlighten me if I'm wrong with this, but I think a big enough sample size, obviously, you're talking about a dozen plus years. I don't know if we've ever led the NFL in the fewest giveaways, but only six giveaways in the season. I know you're going to win a lot of football games if you do that because you just by chance you tend to take it away, but if you can protect the football. But look, only six giveaways we're at right now. Now we're plus eight for the season. That to me is outstanding how y'all pay attention to detail, protecting the football, whether it's fumbles, whatever, or whether it's Drew Brees or Teddy Bridgewater. To me, that is a big factor where we're at right now, only six giveaways.
Yeah, look, that keeps you in games. And every year those teams in the playoffs are, you know, in the positive. Every once in a while there'll be one exception. But, you know, you're only looking at 12 possessions a game on average. The games are fairly quick, 3 hours long. And when you give one up and your opponent gets one, I mean, it's you know, it's a double whammy. And last week against Atlanta was the first time we won the turnover battle at home,
right,
and lost the game since, gosh, I don't know, 2015, I think, is the last time that happened. So that's a little bit of the anomaly. And again, Atlanta played awfully well in that game. But for us, yesterday, look, the four interceptions were huge. I thought the guys up front, we were able to, you know, get Winston off his spot. We mixed up some coverage looks, and, you know, guys ended up with some big plays for us. You know, you get four takeaways on defense, you're going to win games.
Yeah, Coach Payton, boy, I talk about forced three-plus turnovers under your regime, 33-6, the trifecta, allowing 20 or fewer points, 77-8, committing zero turnovers, 42-5. I know that is a monumental effort when you look at that. And we've hit it a couple of times, maybe two out of the three, but three out of three, hell yeah, we're going to win. But now, Coach Payton,
hey,
look at it.
Let's go right to where you're at, the casino at the Silver Slipper with those numbers.
That's right. Slam dunk. I like our chances of winning a lot. We're going to roll it. Now, Coach Payton, looking at Michael Thomas, I mean, talk about a pro's pro. I'm looking where now, all of a sudden, that one fan told me, to go, Michael Thomas had an off game. He had eight catches, 114 yards ago. What are you talking about? Is that a video game? And then I brought up to him, look, he's recorded 188 receptions since his last drop in week 7 of 2018. So Michael Thomas, to say the least, but talk about being Mr. Reliable, boy, that has to give confidence to any quarterback and also the receiving core of Michael Thomas brings week in and week out.
Well, he's such a competitive player, and his preparation during the week, you know, he's one of those guys, a little bit like Drew, in that he can be his, you know, hardest critic. He can be tough on himself during the week, you know, change his shoes, slam a helmet, what have you. He's so competitive. But as a player, one of the things you can't appreciate until you're down on the field is how physical he is with his releases, with his routes. You know, on Thursdays, every once in a while, I'll go out there and press the receivers when we're giving them a look, you know, when it's third down and two or three or four, and you know you're going to get press coverage. And this is a couple of years ago. He released off the line of scrimmage on me, and I felt like I was in a car accident. I had one finger pointed the other direction. I had a bruise on my chest for like 2 months. He's extremely strong at the line of scrimmage. And you, man, you feel his size, and I think, look, that serves him well because everyone's playing press coverage. Everyone's
right,
playing bump and run. And I think he's one of those guys that really handles that well. And some receivers, you know, transitioning from the college game to the NFL have a challenge with that. And he's someone that I think thrives with it. And he came up with a lot of big plays yesterday. Jared Cook the same way. Kamara, you know, look, it was good to see us score like we did. And yet, man, there's enough stuff when you watch the tape. We had a handful of penalties, a touchdown called back, a third down conversion called back. Some of those things we can get cleaned up, but it was good to bounce back with a win.
We'll continue with Saints head coach Sean Payton when we return. You're listening to the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, brought to you by Rouse's. Shop for all your holiday grocery needs at Rouse's Markets. And we're joined by Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, I really felt like, you know, after watching last week, like maybe Alvin wasn't quite back to 100%, but he sure looked like himself on Sunday. And you guys went to him a whole lot early on. I think he ended up with 12 touches in the first quarter alone, so, or maybe 11 touches, but really getting the ball a lot early on there, and he was awfully effective yesterday.
Yeah, look, he played well and also played well in the return game. You know, the one punt he returns for us that was kicked a little short, he fielded, you know, in the air on the fly with a tough catch, and then, man, he hit it north and south and really set us up with good field position. But, you know, coming back off of an injury, there's always a transition, you know, that first game back. And the other challenge a week ago, in fairness to all of those guys, is, you know, we were at 40-some snaps before all of a sudden we were in, you know, our two-minute come-from-behind offense. So, look, the third down numbers were good yesterday. I thought offensively we did a good job with our conversion percentage. Defensively, I thought we did a really good job mixing things up, and we kind of kept Jameis guessing a little bit. And when that happens, you know, you tend to hold the ball just a half count longer. And even when he got it off, you just felt like he was under duress. And then conversely, on the other side of the ball, I felt like Drew had good time. They had a few zone pressures we hadn't seen, but quickly, you know, we were able to get those sorted out.
Now, Coach Payton, I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, you want sustained drives and how many actual plays you're running in a game and how many opportunities you have. And I said this in the pregame, it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen, because both teams were outstanding on third down defense. This is crazy when you think about it. Exactly 33% conversion rate on defense, and we were able to get 54%, and they got 38%. I know you mentioned the Falcons game. Well, I don't know, just look at third down, and you can see what happened. Now, people don't want those simple answers, but a lot of time is you have to be able to sustain drives. And, you know, you want to be dominant on third down defense, and obviously you want to be high 40s or 50% and convert on third down. And then you win a lot of games if you protect the football.
Well, it goes right to your time of possession and your total snap count. You know, all those things kind of are a reflection of it. And then, look, the one other element on your early downs is putting yourself on the third and favorable, you know, in third and six and below. But we were able to convert, make some plays to keep drives going. And, you know, then all of a sudden that time of possession, the number of rushes you have, all those things kind of fall into place. And it's kind of how we played prior to the Atlanta game for 5-6 weeks.
Right.
You know, we played on the opponent's side of the field. We've been smart with the football. A lot of things that lead to winning games. And, you know, yesterday was an example of that.
Now, Coach Payton, boy, this reminds me of that Super Bowl run. I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse, but I'm looking at the Saints' tally, 75 yards on interception returns, which was more than double than the Bucs' rushing total with 36, and then equivalent to Kamara's gains on the ground, considering you're going against the number one rush defense. I just looked at that. Boy, I tell you what, when you're in the meeting room, that is very humbling. Listen, whether you're on the positive or the negative, but there's the proof in the pudding right there.
Well, when you get defensively, when you score on defense, you know, whether it's a fumble return, a sack fumble for a touchdown, an interception for a touchdown, man, your numbers, your percentages of winning that game go up dramatically, because not only is it a turnover, but it's a turnover that results in a touchdown the other direction. And, you know, that those were big plays for us yesterday. It ties into the front, though. And look, I want to play in the back end of a defense that's got a good pass rush that can affect the quarterback. But you don't want to play on the back end if that guy has time, because these guys are all talented enough,
right?
Especially with the receivers that Tampa has.
We'll be back with more from Saints head coach Sean Payton here on the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show. You're listening to the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, brought to you by Rouse's. Shop Rouse's for all your holiday grocery needs. And Coach Sean Payton is still with us here. Coach, one of the guys, you know, you guys make a trade right after training camp, and it doesn't come with a whole lot of fanfare for Kiko Alonso, a guy who's been awfully productive in this league. And I think yesterday was the first time that we really saw a really steady dose of him. He led your team in tackles with six, had the tipped pass that led to Von Bell's first career interception. Talk about his development and kind of how he's coming along in the system, because he certainly seems to be getting some more opportunities.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, when we made that trade, it was a week prior to Alex getting injured, or a week and a half, 2 weeks. And, you know, you can't predict the health of your team, but he's an experienced player. I think he plays very well in space. You know, we'd gone against him for a handful of years at Miami and always followed his career. And he's been a good addition to our team. And again, yesterday, certainly was someone that you saw was very active and played extremely well.
Now, Coach Payton, speaking on, you know, the new additions or an opportunity as an individual player, I mean, I thought that was Kiko Alonso's best game in a Saints uniform and playing with a lot of confidence. But, boy, I was a little worried considering that I think Tampa Bay might have the best duo receivers when you're talking about Chris Godwin and Michael Evans. And then Lattimore's not available, boy. But I tell you what, I don't know. Who do you decide who you're giving a game ball to? I'm like, man, I'm giving the DBs a game ball, and maybe Easton stepping up considering we brought him on board. Now he's been waiting in the wings, and we need him to play at a high level for a month plus. But I was just really impressed overall, and it just shows you the quality depth of the team with the DBs and Easton stepping up.
Yeah, listen, you know, in a perfect world, and we don't live in one, you know, you have your health and your starters, but every year, you know, there's going to be injuries. You just can't predict, you know, which position group and in what time of the season they're going to come. So, man, it was great to see those guys that maybe hadn't played as much that were
right,
getting more playing time and then playing well. And, you know, that we're in the development business. You know, the practice squad, anybody who's out there, you know, you're developing with the idea that, you know, these players are going to help us at some point. And, you know, that was the case yesterday. And, look, those are good problems to have when you're trying to figure out who's getting the game ball.
Now, you know, Coach, obviously, you know, anywhere near double-digit penalties are 100 yards. And I know it depends on the crew and how they're going to call the game. And, you know, we nitpick at times, but I know when you break it down, 9 penalties, that's way too many.
Yeah, it is. And yet, man, there are a few of them that I have a hard time with the player correcting anything, you know.
Right.
And so, I mean, I came off – there's some games you come away from and you look at the reel and you know, hey, that those are going to be fouls called most every week. So there's a few this week that you look at, and we need to be smarter about how we play technique-wise. But there's a handful that I don't know that I'd say anything different to the player.
Whoa. Handful,
Coach,
that's significant.
Yeah,
handful can be kind of nebulous, right? I mean,
right.
Zach's handful could be 10 penalties.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Coach, yesterday, and I mentioned it earlier, Von Bell had his first career interception, and a guy who I think really has developed dramatically as a player over the last two seasons.
Yeah, he's played extremely
really high level. And so just to see him kind of get that monkey off of his back. Talk about Von kind of when he comes to the sideline, because there's no question it's very it looms in his mind when he goes into a game.
Well, and it's funny, you get wrapped up in this as a head coach. I wasn't aware he hadn't had an interception, but certainly he's been around the ball. Man, he's played big for us this season. I think he's a very, very sudden athlete, tackles extremely well. He's got good instincts and a good grasp as to what we're doing. So, you know, the ball eventually starts finding you, and hopefully it'll continue with him.
Coach, can you explain to us a little bit about what you guys did on the back end yesterday? We saw P.J. Williams with Mike Evans a lot. Seemed like you guys played a lot of two high looks, but can you kind of explain to us what you guys did going into that game to handle those two receivers, which, you know, far and away the most productive receiving duo in football, without your number one corner?
Well, look, Dennis and the staff on defense, I thought it'd come up with a real good plan. And, you know, there were some man-to-man looks, but then there were some trap coverage looks where there's some safety help, zone pressures, you know, and in trying to change up the rush. We were in a little bit of a three-down package. And so depending on the route of number two, depending on the route of number one, you know, there's certain route combinations that might look like cover two, and there's other route combinations that might look like a quarters look. So a lot of it was based on the route combinations and the pressure. So some of it was zone pressure. But you know, I thought Dennis dialed up a number of third down, a number of second down pressures where, you know, we were either able to get him off his spot, come down with a sack, hurry him where he's throwing it away. And in the meantime, you know, on the back end, they're starting to get confident and comfortable with what they're seeing. And look, that's a tough group. Those guys, you know, are extremely talented. Godwin comes up with a big play for a touchdown, you know, in the middle of the field. But overall, it was enough to get them off the field and get our offense a chance.
Well, Coach, it sure was fun to watch. I know we all enjoyed it, and you guys can enjoy this one for another. Well, no, probably. You're probably done enjoying this one. So move on to Carolina. We're looking forward to that one next week in the Dome, and thanks for the time tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.